1.
I'm going to talk about general information about Ireland. Have you ever heard of the Emerald Isle? That's the nickname for Ireland because of its lush, bright green landscapes. Ireland is the second largest island in Europe and is located off the western coast of Europe. Dublin, the capital city, has a population of around 1 million people. Ireland has two official languages. The native language, Irish or Gaelic, is spoken mainly in the areas along the western coast, but English is spoken in most parts of the country.
2.
More than 6 million tourists visit Ireland each year, and there's plenty for visitors to see and do there. The next topic is famous sites in Ireland. If you're visiting the capital, Dublin, you should be sure to visit Trinity College. This college, founded in 1592, is Ireland's oldest university and is a very popular destination for tourists. In the south of Ireland, in County Cork, you'll find perhaps one of the country's best-known landmarks, Blarney Castle, home of the famous Blarney Stone.
3.
What do Irish people do for fun? Let's talk about ways to relax in Ireland. There are a number of popular pastimes in Irish culture. Sports is one example. People still enjoy traditional Irish sports, such as Gaelic football, and soccer is also a very popular sport in Ireland. Another popular pastime there is music. Irish folk music is very popular, but Ireland is known for rock music, too. The country's most famous rock group, U2, started in 1978, still plays sold-out concerts around the world.
4.
The Irish tend to be polite and courteous, and will go out of their way to welcome visitors to their country. The last topic is manners. When in Ireland, as in any country, visitors should keep in mind that respecting cultural rules and manners is a good idea. Behaviors that could be considered rude include cutting in line, as well as wearing a hat at the dinner table. Also, when you speak with someone for the first time, it is best to avoid the topics of religion and politics. Try talking about sports, music, or the weather instead.